They keep coming in here. That's great. Call from Timothy in Seattle. Hello, Timothy.
Hello. How are you, doctor?
I'm doing great. How's your weekend going?
Trying to get my phone, so it's just in my ear here. I crushed my foot about 3 weeks and 3 days ago, and I just spoke to a nurse last night from my healthcare place, and she said I seem like I'm on right on track for the healing of the whole thing, but in the process it was crushed from the heel going forward to the toe. And between that point, very quickly, it swelled up. After a week or so, the swelling kind of came down. It's still lingering there. It's kind of reminds me if my wife is kind of notorious for if she's on an airplane or something like that, and she gets water down in her legs there, and then you can press on it and pull your finger back, and it just stays dimpled.
Yes.
There's still some pain too. So here's a couple of questions about that. I read somewhere while I was looking on the internet that swelling has to do with the healing. Is that true?
It depends on what stage of healing it is, I would say. You know, obviously when you crushed your foot, that's going to create a lot of swelling because the circulation has been disrupted. So the vessels have broken and you get a lot of bruising initially. But what's really fascinating is the body, especially if you do these contrasting hot and cold treatments, you actually encourage the area to form new blood vessels to help the circulation. So otherwise it just kind of stays swollen, and most doctors will give you an anti-inflammatory and send you home and just say, keep it raised and, do what you can. Call me if you need surgery, basically. So, but you can do, like I say, you can do a lot at home using these treatments to actually improve the circulation. And your body can make this collateral circulation just by stimulating the hot and cold like that. In your case, I would recommend always ending in the cold because that will drive away the swelling. So you want to do the heat treatment and then the cold, and then that will keep the swelling from getting too intense later. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're saying use the heat first, and then the cold, and then the heat, and then the cold, and then that'll wrap up the session.
I think alternating that three times, ending in the cold would be, and if you did that once a day for a while, Timothy, that would just do wonders.
And what about bearing weight on this thing? It isn't so uncomfortable that I can't grip my teeth and go through it, and I don't know if I get so far as to grip my teeth, but, it is uncomfortable. I do need to use crutches. I can't just go by myself, but I notice when I use the crutches and I sort of walk in tandem with the crutches, normally my foot is operating in its various bends and stuff like that. I don't think I've created some kind of monster to cause me problems down the road here. Gee whiz, I got to do things. I got to get up. I'm not going to work right now, etc.
Well, do you have some broken bones there?
No, there is, they said there was, I had the x-ray, and they said in the tibia, there was a very, very fine, if it actually was, because they were kind of scratching their heads, hairline non-separated, they used a different name for it, I'm sure that you'd recognize it, and there was a crack, and it was very small, but that's the only thing that they said was possible broken bones, all the rest was just tissue.
Okay, yeah, I would still recommend not weight-bearing yet because, the more pressure you put on that, the more it really compromises the circulation at that point because your body can't keep up with the muscle movement and the actual weight that you're putting on there. So if you're still in pain, I would keep it raised and keep using those crutches till, you know, you got a little more improvement at least.
Okay. And then there's one other thing about it. The toes of my big toe, second, third, somewhere in there. Gee whiz, it's like when you touch it, it's numb. Is that something that will come back after a while? It doesn't matter to me if it's that way for the rest of my life, but I'm still kind of wondering if it's going to just come back all of a sudden or what. Do you have any idea on that?
I would imagine it could come back, and one thing I would recommend is something called lithium. It's a trace element in small doses, and I'm thinking, you know, 10 milligrams to 20 milligrams. It helps to knit the neurons back together, and also make sure you're getting a good B complex that's got, you know, plenty of B12 in there. And those two things, I think, would really help ensure that the nerves have a chance to knit back together. Depending on, you know, how the injury occurred, sometimes the nerves come back, sometimes they don't. But that would give it the best chance. And, of course, the nerves depend on the circulation. So as long as you're working on that circulation, it should benefit the nerve regeneration also.
I'll start those treatments right away. And there's one other question here. I understand they have you folks have a low salt substitute. I know I'm a little bit high on the blood pressure end of it too. And I'm come on, give me the popcorn with the salt on it, you know. I mean, everything has got salt in it, and so I'm trying to cut back. How is that stuff and where can I get it?
Timothy, if I could, I do want to answer that question and give it a full answer. So if you could wait till after the break, I'd be right back and talk about that.
I'll be fine with that.
Thanks, Timothy. Timothy, you still there?
Yes, sir, Dr. Sherman.
Okay, great. So you were interested in the balanced salt that we carry. It's actually called Wright salt, like Dr. Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. And it's a really good alternative to even sea salt or Celtic salt, because it has a more balanced blend of other minerals, you know, like magnesium, potassium, and you can use it pretty freely. The formula that he put together was designed on some Danish research, where over there, the socialized medicine, they put everybody on this particular blend of salt, and over time they had a 50% reduction in high blood pressure. So it was pretty amazing. Wow. They weren't even expecting that. So this particular format, I think, is something that's very safe and it's tasty, and you can use it fairly freely.
Where can I get that?
You can get it at the dispensary, yes. I'm not sure where else it might be available, but definitely at the dispensary, and you can call up and order or order online. We can send that out to you.
Oh, I'll just order online. Say, yeah. My wife came in whilst you were on break there, and she says, how long do you leave each one of those packs for the hot-cold thing?
Oh, I would do 5 minutes hot, 1 minute cold, keep repeating, ending in the cold.
All right. And the hot, is that like a rag that you dip in water and wring out good and throw in the microwave or what?
I instead of the micro, I guess you could use a microwave, although it tends to not distribute the heat as well as heating up water on the stove. I mean, obviously you don't want to use boiling water, but I usually recommend, you know, getting some good rubber gloves, and if she's going to be treating you, she can wring out the towels, you know, in the warm water, and make sure that you don't get burned, of course, but that's the most effective, consistent way.
And I'm sorry, doctor.
Well, you can also put a bag around it to hold the heat or cold in, you know, like a plastic bag around it.
And would the cold also be done, say, like you've got a bucket of little ice water and a rag in there and wring that out, or would it be better to have a ice pack?
Oh, I'm really glad you asked that. I usually don't recommend ice because it constricts the vessels too much. And but I do recommend like cold tap water. It's probably going to be a little colder in the winter months, but normally you can tolerate that better than ice. Ice can be just a little too suppressive, if that makes sense. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Sure, that makes excellent sense, and thank you very much for all your help.
Yeah, I hope that really helps. And sometimes I'll add something like OsteoPrime or OsteoMins for hairline fractures, and that can also help knit that together. So,
OsteoPrime?
OsteoPrime or OsteoMins, they're called, and those are available at the dispensary again.
All right. Thank you very much. I sure appreciate your help.
You bet.